Well, at the end of the last half hour.
And now, this correction from Drive Time with the Russia.
So it is delicious that I do a diatribe about how annoying the legal department is with all of their restrictions and requirements, all the things they want us to say to do a dang contest. We're just trying to give away a couple of Twins tickets, right? We don't need to make this into a federal event. And so I am making fun of it. And then I read the little thing that Dan puts in our sheet. And a couple of you on the text line noticed that I said the Twins tickets were for this Saturday, May 24th. And just proving you can put anything in front of me and I will read it with authority.
It was an Anchorman moment, wasn't it?
I'm not great with dates and numbers. That was often a thing I would screw up on the morning show.
And the calendar keeps changing all the time.
Every year. It's different. Every day is different.
Yeah.
So I screwed that up.
Well, I appreciate you trying to jump in front of the bus on this one for me, but it really was my screw up, because not only did I tee you up for the discussion about the lawyers and the legal training.
It's true.
I also, in trying to be too rapid in setting up the show sheet for today, copy and pasted from the wrong email.
The wrong email,
And what's doubly stupid about that is that I have to go through and edit what we get sent so that it's, you know, readable for you. And in all of that editing, I never caught the fact that I was editing the wrong email.
Well, the words came out of my mouth, though, so it's my fault.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. It's a team effort.
I mean, you did screw this
up. I absolutely screwed
it up. You for sure set me up to screw it up.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I was wrong. So the bottom line is, you're not getting tickets for May.
No.
You will get a four-pack of tickets for next Tuesday.
Sure.
Against the Texas Rangers.
I mean, they are going to be home on Saturday, though, right?
I don't know.
I think they are.
I was
packing up. Been a long road trip, you know what I mean?
I was packing up my mom and dad and bringing them the game on Saturday. Because it's Toronto.
It's Toronto,
town. Remember,
so
we were talking about whether
Toronto
fans were coming. So
we're not, that far off. It's a different team in blue, that's
all. But you're not getting tickets for Toronto. You're getting tickets for Texas Rangers,
right.
Tuesday, June 10th. Now, the good news is Tuesday is Prince night at Target Field.
So no bobblehead.
No bobblehead.
Sorry.
But is there a Prince theme night giveaway? Well, you know where you can find out. Twins.com/tickets.
All the information you could ever want.
Accurate dates for games. All of that available at twins.com/tickets. This has been the Department of Correction.
Oof.
Man,
if the legal team's not going to be happy with us.
Well, somebody just sends this nonsense off to the FCC, and it's curtains for us based on, although a quick, clear correction, does that go anywhere? I guess we didn't cover that.
We didn't cover that part of it, no.
Hard to imagine in an hour seminar on contests that we didn't get to what happens if you botch it up.
I thought that they covered everything else, but apparently not.
Dan doesn't want me to talk about this next topic, but I'm going to. Dan likes to try to prevent us from engaging in conversations that are going to go nowhere because people are entrenched and sometimes nuance is challenging. Is that fair?
I think that's pretty much nailed it. Yeah.
So that's why you were reticent to talk about it.
I think this is a challenging conversation to have because, like you said, there's nuance involved. And people go so straight to their silos and to their talking points that the way that you, I think what you want to talk about is fantastic. And I hope we have that conversation.
We'll do our best.
We'll see what happens.
So we're going to talk about the fact that the center of America's kind of political hot take, social division, industrial complex is going to be right here in Minnesota, starting tomorrow at 8:30 tomorrow morning, because there is a Minnesota high school girls softball state tournament that will feature, at least according to a lawsuit will feature a pitcher who was born a male, born a man, and now identifies as a girl. That's really all we know. I don't think we know the medical side of it. We don't know what the treatment is. We don't know. I think two things can be true. One, the most important thing, I think, is that in our haste to make a political point, we should remember that we're talking about kids. And this Champlain Park High School team is a team full of kids. And being a jerk and outing the name of the kid to make your political point, to me, is ridiculous. So Congressman Tom Emmer retweeted a post on Friday that outed the name of this person. The name is not in the lawsuit. It's available on the internet. To me, Tom Emmer should know better and do better. He can make his point without naming the person. And yes, the name is out there, but you're responsible for you, not for every other thing that's going on in the world. So my main issue is remembering that this is a kid. And when we talk about adults making decisions, and I think I've been pretty consistent on this, saying that I believe if you choose to have treatment, if you choose to have medical treatment, to have hormones or hormone blockers or whatever, I believe you give up the chance to participate in a girl's sport. Different people have different opinions on this. I understand that. My view is that we have worked so hard to have better opportunities for girls and women in sports. And the reason that we have separate divisions is to give opportunities for girls to compete, to be a part of a team, to learn the lessons that you learn when you play sports. We do not have basketball. No, we have the WNBA, we have the NBA, we have girls basketball, we have boys basketball. We do not have to twist ourselves in knots to try to say, like, well, you know, I mean, people could. No, we have a boys basketball and girls basketball. And boys basketball should be for boys. Girls basketball should be for girls. Now, I have generally believed that this argument is made in bad faith by people who are pushing this argument, because there are not that many people who are affected by this. There are not that many transgender girls trying to play sports in America. You are going to hear about every single one of them because there's a political purpose for people to do that. That said, I do think it's a valid issue to talk about. It affects not just the one person. When you think about this softball tournament, it affects all these other teams that played against this player. It affects families. It affects other people. Now, do I think that also some perspective is warranted? When you're looking at whether your high school team makes it out of the sectional and gets the state finals, does it really matter? Is it really like something is being ripped away from you? Is it? So I'm undercutting my own argument there a little bit by saying that the result of this doesn't really matter. But the result of this doesn't really matter. That said, we have boys' sports and girls' sports for a reason. And I believe it should be that simple. What is the best way to deal with it? I think that is... I think that's tricky, right? Because do you want to go to testosterone level testing? Maybe that's the answer. That's a simple answer. It's part of your physical. You take a physical. If you play sports in high school, you take a physical. You could do a blood test, I would assume. You could set some level of testosterone and say, like, well, here's the line. Because in our world today, saying the line is, well, you're a boy, you're a girl. Well, what do you do if some... these sorts of situations. I welcome your reaction at 651-461-9226. My main point is that we should be able to talk about this stuff respectfully. Me saying, I've had people come at me for saying that I think if you make the choice to have treatment, I'm not saying you're making the choice to be trans. I'm saying you're making a choice to engage in treatment. And that when you make that choice, you give up other things. And playing in a gendered competitive sport, to me, does feel like something you should give up. There are other activities you can do. There are other things you can do. But to me, that's something you give up. It's going to get messy tomorrow when everybody comes and tries to make their political point. And whether you agree or disagree, it is still a kid. It's still a kid. We'll break. 651-461-9226. Lots of good text coming in. We'll talk about it as we come up. It was Tom Emmerer, the congressman who has really been carving out a very bold line between him and the governor of Minnesota. And he retweeted Riley Gaines, who is a swimmer who's become one of the faces of the movement to ban transgender athletes from taking part in women's sports. But it's not just Riley Gaines. It's not just political people. Martina Navratilova has been very outspoken on this issue, saying, you know, that she fought for women's sports and equality in women's sports. And she worries that this undermines. And I agree with her. I do think it undermines. I also think we need to dial it down a bit when you're talking about one of our neighbors who is a teenage high school kid. Last night, a team of hardworking female athletes in Minnesota were denied a state title because our state's leaders refuse to stand up for reality, safety, or fairness. This insanity must end. And then the tweet he reposted had her name in it. I mean, these are the rules in Minnesota right now. Should they be the rules? I don't think so. I don't. But there will be a lawsuit, and the courts will decide, and off we'll go. Minnesota, as a state, has been under investigation. But then these, you know, I think this is a conversation that reasonable people can have different opinions about, but it's never great when you get, like, the Outkick sports team coming to town. Outkick will be at the state championships to report every step of the way. Do you really need to, like, stick it to this one high school team, which is playing under the rules of the state of Minnesota? You're going to take it out. Now, again, I disagree with the rules. Like, I'm on, well, I don't know if I'm on anyone's side on this issue. Let's go to Alex in Minneapolis. Alex, you're on CCO. Go ahead.
Hi. So I just wanted to acknowledge what you guys were saying with the nuance. I know that people can get very, it's black and white for a lot of people.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think I, as a woman identifying, I'm a female born woman, I think is one of the most frustrating is how in the narrative, it kind of gets this perception of that women are physically to some degree weaker than a trans woman, which is actually inaccurate. So, and for a child, it's even more inaccurate because typically your testosterone increases as you age, and then it peaks, and then it decreases as you get, as you get older for males, right?
Right.
So when you're on estrogen hormone therapy, it actually stops the production of testosterone and starts to heighten and increase the production of estrogen. So when this trans child is playing with other females, they are essentially hormonally the exact same, and it decreases strength and muscle mass. So when we talk about these, and all of this is like,
but we also see with our eyes, right? So you see some of these athletes where you're like, okay, like, you know, what I worry about, Alex, is that this debate, which I think most Americans find this, aren't that interested in the nuance and find it pretty simple. They're like, girls should play in girls, boys should play in boys. I'm worried that this is going to give people an excuse to sort of go down a whole road of like, well, you know what? It's also okay to discriminate against trans people and trying to get a job or trying to get an apartment or whatever.
That I agree.
This debate is sort of silly in a way. Like, I think it's pretty, if you have a gendered sport, it's gendered. And like, if you're trans, sorry, you don't get to do it. In the real world with jobs and life, we got to protect those people's rights because they're people. We love them. They're, you know, they make different choices or they have a different situation than maybe we can even imagine. But like tough, like this is America. We give everybody respect and a shot, you know.
I agree. And I was just talking with my mom about this a while back because she works in she does a lot of advocacy for LGBTQ rights. And even she agrees that boys should play with boys, girls should play with girls, and that that we should be welcoming people who identify as other things. But if you are born male, that you should play with boys. You see what I'm saying? So you should just have welcoming spaces to where if they might not identify as that same gender, but they still, you know, should play with the other kids who have the same parts, essentially, if
right,
that makes sense.
Right, yeah. Alex, thank you. Jeff, you get the last word. Jeff in Sauk Rapids, thanks for listening. Go ahead, Jeff.
Thank you. I think it's just simple. When you're born, the doctor, your parents, looks between your legs, identifies accordingly. It's on your birth certificate. That's that. As far as Emmer doing what he did, well, it reminds me of a line in The Fugitive. When Tommy Lee Jones yelled, "I don't care," because I really don't.
Jeff, thank you. You know, I think it's also worth noting that today you can have a conversation about this. And I think 6 months ago, if Alex, who calls the show a lot, Alex is clearly a liberal Democrat leaning person. And for Alex to call up and be like, you know what, I understand why people say, like, boys should play with boys and girls should play with girls. I don't know that that would have been acceptable or people would have felt confident talking about it. It's okay to talk about it. Like, and we may, you know what, in 5 years, we may all have a different view. These lines move sometimes. It's also okay to be acknowledging reality. Let's break. It's 4:32. DeRussia Eats is coming up next. Have you noticed the price of coffee? I have. Local company, one of my favorites. Tremendous coffee roaster, tremendous people. Peace Coffee. They're navigating this too. We'll talk about what the latest is, how that's going to affect your cup, and also talk about Pride, because we've seen a lot of companies retreating from that. We'll talk about that. Plus, oh, one new thing Dan pointed out today. New study on coffee. What does it do? It makes you smarter. It makes you...
It reduces the risk of dementia. In women specifically, I believe.
For a second, I thought I had something. Well, good for you guys. DeRussia Eats coming back in a minute.